Woke Government Racial Awareness Training for Civil Servants Pushes More Immigration. By Peter Cattell on February 20, 2022. So-called racial awareness training given to British civil servants reportedly advocates for more immigration and also denounces pub socials and all-white panels interviewing black job candidates. Racial awareness training administered to British civil servants operating out of Whitehall, the heart of the country's state apparatus, is reported to openly advocate for more immigration into Britain. The training, lambasted as absurd by one internal source, also gives examples of pub socials as possibly being discriminatory, and also states that a panel of all white men should not hold job interviews for black women. According to a report in The Telegraph, slides from the civil servant racial awareness training describes the statement, "The country is full. We can't take any more immigrants," as being as offensive as it is inaccurate. Instead, the slides go on to discuss the benefits of immigration. Although polls show the public is opposed to it increasing and they have voted for a Conservative Party which has claimed it would cut the influx in the last four general elections. This is straightforwardly political advocacy from the civil service, one source at the heart of the British government told The Telegraph. Also included within the training material are references to two example scenarios from which lessons in racial awareness are meant to be derived. In the first, two co-workers, named Amir and Nita, don't want to go to a pub social organized by their colleagues because they were brought up not to drink. Because work will be discussed at the event, the training alleges that the two who have been invited but have refused to attend may be being discriminated against. Direct discrimination, indirect discrimination and harassment are all also potentially taking place in the scenario, the training claims. In another example, a black woman is made uncomfortable when going for an open position because those interviewing her are all white men. She arrives to find that the entire interviewing panel is made up of middle-aged white men. The panel members find it difficult to build a rapport with Pumzile, who in turn feels uncomfortable and struggles to answer their questions, the training reads. This is an example of unconscious bias, the course material reportedly goes on to claim. The lack of diversity within the interview makes it difficult for them to relate to Pumzile. This in turn makes her more nervous and affects how she performs. The growth of so-called unconscious bias in racial awareness training, as well as hate speech legislation restricting expression both online and offline, has remained particularly strong in Britain. This is despite the fact that the Conservative Party, which regularly pays lip service to the idea of protecting free speech and tackling woke agendas, have been in power within the country since 2010. However, in recent weeks, it has become clear that the party aims to implement further legal curbs on speech within Britain, targeting so-called hate speech as well as so-called legal but harmful content online. While speech controls in the United Kingdom are already particularly harsh, with police repeatedly interrogating members of the public to check their thinking regarding potentially offensive social media posts, senior government figures are looking to clamp down further with the advent of a so-called online harms bill. Under the proposed legislation, social media companies will become more accountable to state media regulator Ofcom, with tech bosses who don't comply with new legislation regarding hate speech and child safety concerns facing fines and possible prison time. This seems to go significantly beyond what is done in democratic countries around the world. It feels a bit closer to what they are doing in China, one unnamed tech insider is reported to have said regarding the proposed measures. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.